What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Still plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on the Odyssey app, and that can be on any subject, whether it's something we have talked about, like the third loss in a row for the Boston Red Sox, or the dismal performance of the offensive line yesterday at camp, or any other topic, something we haven't even spoken about. Leave your voice note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning. Looking forward to Hill Notes. I believe it's been with the Jimmy Fund and with vacation. It's been a week and a half since I have been here for Hill Notes. So I am looking forward to those coming up at 9:20 or thereabouts on today's show. News with Courtney in about 45 minutes at 7:45. And that includes Nerds in the News. And unfortunately, fellow Pokemon aficionado Shime, who is in big trouble for the crimes that he committed in the Kanto region or wherever. What are the other regions?
If you really want all nine, Greg, the Kanto, Johto, yes. Hoenn, Sinnoh, right. Unova, yes. Kalos,
yes.
Alola,
okay,
Galar, and yes. Paldea.
Thank you.
Hoenn.
Yeah.
A lot of women live in that region.
No, it's Generation 3, actually. Personally, my favorite region.
It's what? What free?
No, it's Generation 3.
Oh, Generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Generation 3. It's personally my favorite region.
Okay. Oh, that's a lot of guys' favorite region. Where you going to Pokemon?
Right,
I'm going to the Hoenn region.
Oh, please, Wiggy. If you could. Enough with the low-hanging fruit.
Oh, and it's low. You got to grab it.
Here is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Hey, guys. Great to have you guys all back together.
Great
Curtis, I don't know if you saw it.
Go ahead. No. Glad to be back together. Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah. I'm curious, Curtis, if what your thoughts are. Why did they not run Chapman one more inning last night? They're off today. And I don't know if you saw the game, you sleep or whatever. I think it was the ninth inning. He came in 14 pitches. One walk, three strikeouts, done. Why do you not bring him in the next inning?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. If you ask Bailey or Cora, I'm sure they'll tell you the reason Chapman has a 1.13 ERA and has been hitless, basically impossible to hit off of all year, is due in large part to how they have handled it. I disagree, but having him sit out and then come back in after 14 pitches, I think you're asking for trouble with Chapman. I don't have an issue with that.
It's just a different time in baseball. You brought it up the other day. With regard to closers, mm-hmm. who used to pitch three nights in a row if you needed them.
And multiple innings.
And they just don't.
No more.
They don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, Keith Foulke basically sacrificed his career for 04. Like, he pitched every day. He pitched two innings, and then he's never been the same. But
yeah,
that's why, you know, I agree. Chapman, it feels like he's underutilized, but I don't think that they regret what they did last night.
I think in large part it's because they're just asking so much velocity-wise from these guys. Like, they're just rearing back and throwing 100-plus so many times that they want to limit it as much as possible and not force them to go super long. Otherwise, you're just asking for disaster.
Well, understood, but the win is also important.
I agree.
I mean, the injury of losing a guy like that could sacrifice more wins in the future. Then
they must have full confidence, regardless of the three in a row that they have lost, that they are going to make it postseason wise, and they got to make sure that he is there.
Yep.
He's there then and ready to go then.
So, I think that's where their confidence is, that, you know, there's a, you know, really good chance that we're going to get in the postseason, and that's where we want Chapman.
Okay. All right. We have leads that remain this morning, including this one from Courtney. Hello, Courtney. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Greg. You keep bringing up the over $5.7 million donated for the Jimmy Fund over the last 2 days, a record, an unbelievable feat. But before we even hit the $4 million, the goal that we had set for this whole thing on Monday morning, Nesson had on Brianna Wakefield. And Tim and Stacey Wakefield, I think, were at the front of a lot of people's minds over the Jimmy Fund 2 days. And we talked to Sam Kennedy. He brought up Tim Wakefield. But Brianna, speaking on behalf of she and her brother, who lost both of their parents back to back from cancer, I think is a massive reason why we saw such a bump in numbers this year. We can hear what she had to say talking to Tom Caron on Essen.
The legacy is something that a lot of people think that I have to continue. But to me, it's something that I want to. Because my dad instilled in me that it's all that's important is that have I helped someone else that's less fortunate than me. It's just more of a want than I have to.
It's an incredible thing because, I mean, do you even remember the first time that you started connecting with Jimmy Fund patients and when you started? How old were you when you started being a part of the community?
I remember it vividly because it made such an impact on me. I was actually 6 or 7, and we went in during Christmas time when Santa was visiting the kids, and we brought presents. We had cleared the Target aisles of the kids' toys, and we brought it over to the hospital when I was 6 or 7, and I just walked around with him and passed out presents to all the kids with Santa with us, and just the impacts that he's made on those kids have stuck with me forever, and that's why that I'm going to school, because I want to be a nurse and I want to help those kids as much as I can.
Unbelievable. We talked a lot, whether it was the different nurses that we met with over the last 2 days, the different patients that we met with. But to hear from somebody who lost both their parents in such a tragic way.
Yes.
So close to each other. And to be so young when it happened.
Right.
And to have that outlook on life is incredible. I cannot even imagine going through that.
She's like 18, right?
Yes, to have the poise that she has for her and her brother, it's incredible. So, I mean, kudos. We've talked about Brianna Wakefield in the past. She has been a camera-facing member of the family that has come out. They did a first pitch at Fenway. She's spoken on behalf of both of her parents, losing them. It's incredible. I watched her entire segment. There's more than just that one clip. If you want to go check it out, it's all over X. But it's incredible to see the strength of somebody, and I think that she should be keeping her head up extra high today, because I think both Tim and Stacey are very proud of her, because I think she drove a lot of people to donate.
Great. We talk a lot about it. Mostly during the news, we talk about bad parenting, extraordinary parenting. To be able to instill that legacy and that understanding of the obligation to help others in your kids is...
What a legacy.
Right?
Like, talk about what you do echoing into eternity. Like, this amazing young woman is the best of both of her parents.
Yeah.
And to meet, like, that's what it was always just so incredible to me. A girl like Brianna, who's, I think, in her 20, whatever, or not an older person by any stretch.
No, just a young girl.
And the wisdom with which she speaks and the clarity she has on a topic that's got to be devastating for her is just what a way to honor her parents in that way.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome lead, Courtney.
Thank Great you. Lead, Courtney.
978 texter says Courtney consistently has fantastic leads on this show.
978 must be my parents.
Nice.
I mean, that is my area code, Merrimack Valley.
Sometimes, inadvertently, you have the same lead as Shime has had days before.
Yes. I believe it was the day after. Yeah, yes, not even yes, days. Yes, yeah.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, hello and good morning.
All right, hello and good morning. So we are a little bit over a week away from college football season to be here. And I think that this is a season that, you know, is like no other because of one kid and one kid only.
One kid. I thought you were going to say one coach and one coach only, but go ahead.
No. I mean, I think we all got our eyes on Bill.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we are there.
Okay.
But the Arch Manning eyes of, you know, so there was a little kind of snafu that happened with him about a couple weeks ago where his grandfather, Archie Manning, who played for the New Orleans Saints, and obviously Peyton, and Eli and Cooper's dad, I believe Cooper's his the other son's name.
Cooper Loop.
And basically said, you know, Arch is going to be back for 2026 and not declare for the NFL draft. And then Arch Manning was at Texas's media day and said, I don't know where he heard that one from. But just the fact of being in area of where you're watching college football and the hype around Arch Manning and Texas is the number one team in the country. They open up a little bit over a week away at Ohio State, and how all eyes are going to be on this kid all season long. And it's one of those seasons where, you know, if you're a college football fan like myself, we have the Bill Belichick stuff, which is unbelievable. We're going to be looking towards that.
Yep.
But to see, you know, when you obviously have, I don't know if there's ever been a kid of this caliber. I know Dion and Shador were definitely a major talking point, but the Arch Manning, just because of the Manning, you know, last name, I don't think there's ever been a point in time where we've saw a kid with so much pressure on his shoulders because of the last name of his jersey. And he looks like he's going to be really good. And, you know, we'll all be talking about his season one way or the other.
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Quick switch pitch on my lead, because we have been talking about Elliot Wolf this morning, and so I would like to impromptu switch it up a little bit and just ask how long you can continue, if you're the New England Patriots, with Elliot Wolf over here and Mike Vrabel over here. It's not like you have a first-time head coach in the NFL like Gerard Mayo, who needs the help of a general manager. That situation, we talked about it earlier, Elliot Wolf again declaring to everybody like Alexander Haig that he's in charge of the White House and that he's the guy who has final roster say. Mike Vrabel, who is has done this for a long time, wanting the kind of players that he wants. I understand that it'll probably go the way it's going to go this season with the two of them there. But after this, I think you got to give Mike Vrabel the keys to the Chevy and let him run the show down there.
Okay.
And I don't like, this is the New England Patriots. It's not the Packers. Like, we don't need the Packer mentality around here. We have a New England Patriot mentality, and Curtis brought it up earlier. You're going to have to be willing to pay big money, part with some draft picks, and get yourself legitimate superstar weapons for this football team in the near future. And I, you know, I think all you need when it comes to Elliot Wolf and what he's done here in his time, he's been here since what, 20? Like, are we talking 5 years, 21, 22, 23, 24? I mean,
in varying roles, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Polk is about to get cut. Am I correct about that?
Probably. Yeah.
The Steelers were inquiring about him.
So,
they were.
I think the
interesting part about
the draft last year, sorry, Wiggy, the only good pick is a pick James would have been able to make. It was total. There were three quarterbacks. They needed a quarterback. The last one left at three was Drake May.
Right.
It's not like he did some like great scouting of the board.
Right. I think the issue becomes, and we talk about it almost similar to how we talk about the Red Sox. You got a guy in Mike Vrabel who is an established coach in the head coach in the National Football League, and then you have a GM that is they're not each other's guys. I feel like you see the most successful teams is when the GM and the head coach have this kind of like synergy and they work well together and they're each other's guy, where you don't see that with Vrabel and Elliott Wolf, because there's one was hired by the Crafts this time and the other one was hired over here another time. It's similar to what we dealt with Cora and Heim Bloom, and now we're kind of lightweight dealing with Cora and Breslow.
I just wonder what the outcome will be, though, because for all reports were that Elliott Wolf was at all of the interviews with Mike Vrabel. So was that part of, like, you take this job, Elliott Wolf isn't going anywhere? Like, he is a big dog in this organization, and he's going to stay that way?
But what has he done that you can point to and say that that's a general manager that you need to keep around here?
Nothing, like, but it seems like Kraft has some loyalty to him.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to work going forward.
No, so because I wonder how much Vrabel and Wolf are really on the same page with philosophy of how to build this team.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he Mike Vrabel brought his own guy in to essentially take the job afterwards.
Right. So, I mean, that's
But
that
wasn't
tell
this
you.
The big reason they got rid of Bill? Because they didn't, like, it was this murky front office. Like, who is, right now, we know less about who's making this final decision than we did when Bill was here.
I thought they got rid of Bill because it wasn't a murky front office. It was one guy ran the show, and they wanted it to be more collaborative.
Well,
silos.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But that's going to be the issue, I guess, from their perspective then on Mike Vrabel. Maybe they're not going to want one guy to run the whole show. But I think that's, if the guy is qualified, then that's when it works best.
Right.
From my perspective. So, all right. Those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It coming up next. And we will discuss what Will Campbell said yesterday after what some are calling a trash day for the offensive line.
Nasty.
Some are suggesting that it's time to panic when it comes to the O-line for this football team. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It next. Here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox drop another to the Orioles. This time in extra innings, 4-3 was the final from Fenway. Now, it looked like Nathaniel Lowe was going to be a hero after his game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, but the Sox couldn't get it done after that. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up two runs on four hits while striking out four. So now the guys turn their attention to the Yankees. They'll kick off their four-game series in the Bronx tomorrow.
Are you locked into Walker Buehler for another couple years?
Honestly, I don't know his contract.
I think, unfortunately, that you are.
Oh, is it?
I
don't think he was on a one-year, $10 million deal.
I think it's like $12.5 million the next couple seasons.
Oh, wow.
1 year, $21.5 million.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So he's a free agent. There's a mutual option next year that would be $25 million. I'll get the exact details of that.
Okay.
It's so basically, I just saw it. The Red Sox will be all in $24 million on him because it's a $3 million buyout should the Red Sox not want Walker Buehler next year.
Okay.
The Pats had their last practice before a preseason game number three with the Giants tomorrow in New Jersey. Drake May and the offense, they look better than Monday. Still not great with the O-line really struggling. Ramondre Stevenson was back in a red non-contact jersey. The Celtics' sale to Billy Chisholm has been finalized. Chisholm talked to the Globe, making one thing clear. He said, quote, "We're not playing for second. We're playing for championships and banners. We're playing for them in the near term, although we obviously had to do some things to get below the second apron. But we're also playing for them in the medium and long term."
And by the way, Greg, this contract, Walker Buehler got $500,000 when he hit 20 starts, and last night he got another $500,000 for hitting 22 starts. And he gets $500,000 more if he hits 24, 26, and 28.
Wow.
Excellent. Not bad for four innings of work.
No, not bad at all.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.